And when you first joined, you spent some time looking at Coursera's strategy and really digging in and looking at the different businesses that Coursera had. And one of them that you were particularly attracted to and that you have put increased attention on here at Coursera is the online degrees business. What was it about online degrees that excited you?
Yeah, this is sort of, I think, another good example of what good entrepreneurs have to do is you have to have feedback loops. You need to get information from multiple sources to understand the nature of a problem so that you can come up with a solution, the nature of an opportunity so you can develop a strategy to go and go after it. It's really actually pretty simple. I mean, I came in, you were on the team too. We did a lot. We called them deep dives. We went all through the business model, and there's a great book, Business Model Generation, that really, to me, gives a nice framework to saying, like, this is what a business model is. It is a target customer. It is a value proposition and offering that solves their needs. It's a set of channels of how you acquire those customers. It's a servicing model, so how you service the models. Internally, it's the key activities and resources that you bring to bear on that. It's the partners that you work with. It's the financial revenues and costs, and it's your competition. So anyway, that's the framework, and we stepped through every one of those. I wrote 250 questions across that business model that we as an executive team went through, you know, step by step by step, so that everybody learned the nature of our business. And what became very obvious is we had a few things that nobody else really has. We had 36 million learners. At the time, it was 25 million. 25 million learners from all around the world. That's a pretty big asset. We had university partners. Now, there are competitors out there like LinkedIn Learning, previously Lynda, like Pluralsight, like Skillsoft. You know, there's YouTube, there's Khan Academy. Like, there's a lot of content out there. You were one of the ones who told me in one of those early meetings, hey, we're worried that content, generic content, might become a commodity. Well, don't want to play a commodity game. So what is it about my partners that's super distinctive? Well, our partners are universities, and they're not just the universities. They're the best universities in the world, and they're spread around the world. So you say, well, I've got a resource that almost no one has, which is this network of universities. Right now they're publishing MOOCs, and there's something special about MOOCs, but MOOCs are a little more susceptible to that commoditization, just as MOOCs. But what's not very susceptible to commoditization are degrees. So then I said, okay, we have an asset nobody else has, and what they do really well is degrees. And then you do a little market sizing. You say, how big is the market for degrees? $1.5 trillion. You're like, okay, well, that's a pretty big opportunity. And then you say, what's the likelihood that industry could be transformed due to technology? You know, some industries it's easier to transform, others it's harder. The provision of education is absolutely set up nicely to be enhanced, transformed by technology. So I think Uber and Lyft were really smart when they said, you know, on-demand transportation called a taxi. It's a big market, but it's a broken product. And if we just do some sort of digital view of this, kind of redesign what on-demand transportation looks like, it'll be a much bigger market. I'm looking at degrees. I'm not saying it's broken altogether, but if you look at the student debt out there, you look at the lack of access, and you look at how inconvenient it is for people to have to stop their lives, especially for master's degrees, quit their job, move their family, pay hundreds of thousands of dollars, forfeit their income, that's a broken product. So I thought we got partners who are really good at it, a massive economic opportunity, and a product that is just ready to be dramatically improved by technology. And so I thought, this is pretty good. We should go after this. Oh, by the way, we also had 2U trading at like a 12 times forward multiple. So clearly Wall Street loved the idea of online degrees, and 2U's been doing great. And so they're growing really rapidly. So there's a data point out there that says, hey, this company's doing really well. We should be able to do pretty well here too.
So can you share a little bit about what this redesign looks like? Because the online degrees aren't new, and you know, 2U is doing them, and then there is, before 2U, there is, you know, a whole set of online degree providers that are out there. So, like, why is what Coursera is doing different?
Yeah, I think it's a few things. The number one I would say is quality. When I say quality, I mean the quality of the credential. So a lot of people have spent a lot of money on for-profit college degrees that just don't have a very good credential. They don't have very good credential value. They're not recognized in the job market. You pay a lot of money, you don't get much back for it. One of the reasons that people pay so much for the top universities is that those types of degrees mean something in the job market. There have been a lot of online degrees out there from universities that charge a lot and don't get you very far. Our partners happen to be the best universities in the world with the highest credential value in the world. When these degrees come online, and these degrees online are the same degrees as on campus, you're getting something as a credential that's extremely valuable. That should have a very high ROI. Because we're doing it online, the cost is often less than half. So it's a top quality credential at half the price, same credential you get on campus.